This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi arrived Thursday in Kyiv in a show of support to Ukraine amid its battle to fend off a Russian invasion. The trip comes as the European Commission considers whether to recommend Ukraine to be granted candidate status for EU membership. While in Kyiv, the three leaders are expected to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The United States is continuing to show its support for Ukraine by sending $1 billion in military aid, Washington's 12th and biggest part yet of weaponry and equipment intended to confront Russia's slow but relentless advance on Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. has provided more than $914 million in humanitarian assistance to Ukraine since the beginning of the invasion back in February, including an additional $225 million announced by President Biden on Wednesday. The aid announcement came as U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met in Brussels with allied defense ministers from more than 45 countries that have been supplying armaments to Ukraine's forces. Russia is attempting to take full control of eastern Ukraine after failing earlier in the 3.5-month invasion to topple Zelensky's government or capture the capital, Kyiv. Opening the talks with the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, Secretary Austin said Western allies remain committed to do even more to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia's invasion at what he characterized as a critical moment on the battlefield. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The panel of lawmakers investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol last year is set later today to hear testimony about how former President Donald Trump pressured then-Vice President Mike Pence to thwart Congress from certifying that Democrat Joe Biden had won the presidency. Pence was presiding over Congress as lawmakers were in the initial stages of the state-by-state count of Electoral College votes that verified Biden's victory when about 2,000 Trump supporters stormed the Capitol to disrupt the proceeding. Former Attorney General William Barr and numerous aides have told the committee that in the weeks between the election and the insurrection, they told Trump his election fraud claims were baseless and that he had lost the election. A Delaware man and his son are the latest to be convicted on felony charges related to the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
In widely published photos, Kevin Seafried can be seen carrying a Confederate battle flag inside the Capitol. He and his adult son, Hunter, entered the building through a broken window. The Seafrieds waived their right to a jury trial, but the judge convicted both of a felony count, obstruction of an official proceeding, as well as a flight of misdemeanor charges, including disorderly conduct and illegally demonstrating inside the Capitol. The pair will remain free pending separate sentencing hearings in September. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. Federal Reserve Board has approved a big interest rate hike. We get more on the story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
The 0.75-point increase is the largest in nearly three decades.
We thought that strong action was warranted at this meeting, and today we delivered that.
Inflation has reached a four-decade high. Chair Jerome Powell says the big rate hike is a sign it's struggling to curb the pace and persistence of inflation.
Inflation has obviously surprised to the upside over the past year, and further surprises could be in store.
Inflation has shot to the top of voter concerns leading up to Congress's midterm elections, raising the likelihood of Democratic losses in November. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Federal police in Brazil confirmed Wednesday night that a suspect confessed to fatally shooting an indigenous expert and a British journalist in a remote part of the Amazon and took officers to where the bodies were buried. The efforts to find the two were started by the indigenous people in the region. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.